So you're saying that we have a lot of free radical damage. That's kind of like rust of our cells. Like just as iron rusts or you see an apple that starts to turn brown, that same kind of activity can happen in our cells. And one of the things that helps prevent that is there's actually an enzyme that our body produces that requires selenium. And that selenium enzyme helps prevent that. And there's a certain level that the government has recognized in most countries that we need a certain amount of level of selenium for this one enzyme. But you're saying that there's actually 23 to 25 different enzymes that use selenium. So we actually need a lot more.
You see, these recommendations were made before some of these enzymes were actually discovered. And because there's a certain inertia with all these agencies, they don't meet every year and they don't want to change their recommendations all the time. So now we know that there's this other enzyme, at least, the thioredoxin reductase, and that one is a so-called inducible enzyme. In fact, it becomes active only at higher levels, at levels at which glutathione peroxidase is already maximized. Thioredoxin reductase may be still low. And so you can increase the selenium intake and up goes the thioredoxin reductase activity. And that is why leading scientists among myself now say we need significantly more selenium than just for glutathione peroxidase. The result is that whereas the recommended dietary allowances are now at around 50 to 55 micrograms per day, we are actually saying the human body needs 300 to 350 micrograms per day. And this is actually recognized by our governmental agencies. This is considered the maximum safe selenium intake. So they acknowledge, yes, you can have higher dosages of selenium every day. And 350, we say to be absolutely safe, conservative at the same time, is around 350, right? And so this is why I'm recommending, and this goes back to our work on cancer, that our selenium intake should in fact reach that level of 300 to 350 micrograms a day. Why do I know this? Well, we actually collected blood from many countries, and then we discovered that in populations where certain cancers like breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer is low, they all had quite nice selenium levels in their blood, which were proportional to the selenium intakes and which brought their selenium index in the order of 300 to 350 micrograms a day. Whereas in countries where you had just 50 to 100 micrograms per day of selenium, these types of cancer were invariably quite high.